Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you so much. The super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us on the boards of New York City. And thank you to you. Yes, you, the listener, you specifically, sitting in traffic, sitting at home, sitting at work, getting to the money, leaving the money, sitting at school, buying time, wasting time, just trying to relax. Thank you for listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. Every single weekday, the show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you happen to be out on the West Coast, you happen to be on the East Coast, somewhere in the middle, over an ocean, under the sea, wherever you might be in the air, whatever it is, thank you for tuning in to CBS Sports Radio. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You got Sirius? Good. Keep it on station channel 158. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com. Ask your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. These are just some of the ways that you can lock in and stay locked in. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I am everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief. We've had a busy, busy day in the world of sports, as I mentioned to you. I've already been hanging out with you for an hour. I want to give a big old thank you to Kevin Sweeney of Sports Illustrated for joining us last hour to take a look at everything that's already gone on in March Madness, in the NCAA tournament, and what we can look forward to as things move forward. If we got to look extremely forward, Kevin Sweeney has Purdue walking away as national champions by the time they cut the nets in Arizona. And if Purdue is going to cut the nets, that means the 7'4" Zach Edey is unlikely to have to, climb a ladder to cut a net. But I'm sure they'll make him stand on sponsored ladder to go ahead and cut the net. So thank you again to Kevin Sweeney of Sports Illustrated for joining us last hour. Coming up this way in about 20 minutes, we should be having a conversation with Jonas Adu from Tennessee. This man was an all-SEC first teamer. This man is blocking shots. He's throwing down dunks. He's doing it all, you know, for the Tennessee Volunteers as they are looking to keep things on a rolling this upcoming Thursday against Creighton. Jonas Adu, slam dunking, rebounding, blocking, doing a little bit of it all. So he'll come through and we'll have a chat with him about what his head coach, Rick Barnes, has them up to between now and Thursday. Jonas Adu from Tennessee joining us in 20 minutes. Later on in the show, we'll talk about some of the adjustments that the NFL is making. The competition committee says no more hip tackles. No more grab you by the waist, drag you down. I guess the easiest way to explain it is no more horse collar at the waist, right? No hip drop tackles. I can't grab you by the waist, drag my weight, or let my weight fall freely onto your legs to bring you down. And there are a lot of NFL players, active and retired, who aren't happy with this development. But the NFL wants to keep the player safe. And so we'll talk about that. Deion Sanders has some words about where he wants some of his prospects to go in the draft. A little bit of a draft manipulation next year, potentially, for Deion Sanders, his son Shador, and also Travis Hunter, who goes out and plays cornerback and also plays wide receiver. And so we'll get into Deion's words. And then, you know, let's get into this, because Deion Sanders is someone who's known to be controversial, right? I mean, for the past 30, going on 40 years, Deion Sanders talks and people listen. A lot of thoughts, a lot of concerns, a lot of ideas when it comes down to Deion Sanders. Someone who's been in the news just this week. Yeah, not for good reasons. Let's take a look at Shohei Ohtani. We know the season gets started again this upcoming Thursday. The Dodgers start things again after returning from South Korea. They take on the Cardinals. But all anybody has wanted to talk about is Shohei Ohtani in this gambling scandal. We know his former interpreter was basically immediately fired last week. And nobody knew what it was. We heard stories change. His former translator, Ipe, I don't want to destroy his name, Mizuhara, he basically said that Shohei was paying off his debt. He said that in one interview. And then in another interview, he said Shohei didn't know anything about this. And what did Shohei have to say? We have no idea, because he didn't talk until today. And he did the talking with his new interpreter in tow. Basically, Shohei Ohtani said, I didn't know anything until after the Dodgers' first game in South Korea. It took a team meeting for him to find out. Basically, Shohei Ohtani says, hey, this guy has just robbed me. And Shohei did want to make clear, and certainly you can listen to this via him and his interpreter. Shohei says, first of all, let's get this straight. I have never bet on sports. Listen.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Okay. And so if you were thinking that he was involved in some illegal activity and this guy was paying or playing on behalf of Shohei, because what does Shohei look like illegally gambling through his interpreter? He's like, hey, I didn't do anything, nothing. Shohei Ohtani continued on. He says that, look, my translator, Ipe Mizuhara, he's just lying about everything, especially the debt. Listen.
Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting. Ipe never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry. And to the representatives in my camp, Ipe told to the media and to my representatives that I, you know, on behalf of a friend, paid off debt. Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually, in fact, Ipe who was in debt, and told my representatives that I was paying off those debts.
Okay. Hickey, you following? You keeping up?
I'll be honest, a little difficult, Joe. I'm trying, but it's not easy.
There's going to be a pop quiz at the end. And let's show love to his new translator. The voice you're hearing is Will Ireton. Okay? This man has been a part of the Dodgers organization for a long time. And so you would think that he's been vetted a little bit more. Shohei Ohtani continued on. Since Ipe, the old translator, was stealing and lying to everybody, it's a simple question. Hey, Shohei, when did you first learn about these gambling issues and problems? When did you find out?
So Ipe has been telling everybody around that Ipe has been communicating with Shohei on all of this account to my representative, to the team, and that hasn't been true. The first time I knew about this gambling, Ipe's gambling, was during the after the first game when we had the team meeting in the clubhouse.
Hickey, so this is basically around the same time that we found out about it too, huh?
That's what he's saying.
Like literally in between the games is they played a game, and the next thing you know, we got to the other game, and it's like boom, there's this whole scandal that broke out. This is wild. And so, hey, you found out this guy is stealing from you. My next question is, well, this is part of the statement from Shohei Ohtani in the new translator. When did you talk to Ipe about this? The guy is stealing from you, right? You had to have a conversation. What are you doing? A text, a call, an email, an angry one at that. When did you talk to him, Shohei?
So during the team meeting, obviously, Ipe was speaking in English, and I didn't have a translator on my side. But even with that, I kind of understood what was going on and started to feel that there was something amiss. Just prior to the meeting, I was told by Ipe, hey, let's talk one-to-one in the hotel after the meeting. So I waited until then.
Ah, okay. Shohei also talked about how bad he feels, knowing that he's basically been deceived by somebody close to him. Well, welcome to the real world, man. That's what happens, unfortunately. It's the last comment we have from Shohei Ohtani. Did you say that you were going to pay this man's debt back? Did you say that, Shohei?
Up until that team meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt. And I did not never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker.
Okay. Hickey, we have all our answers now, right?
There was no questions because there was no questions needed. Everything was right there, laid out, nothing to challenge. All is believable for sure.
Shohei Ohtani had this, I guess we call it a press conference with the new translator, Mr. Ireton. And Shohei took no questions. He sat down. They went through the bulleted points. Shohei Ohtani spoke. He did all his speaking in Japanese. And then Mr. Ireton continued to just translate just about every single word and statement from Shohei Ohtani. They did this and conducted this minutes before we went on air. I feel like I had a chance maybe to see, felt like 10 minutes of it. I don't think it was too much longer than that. And that's pretty much all she wrote. And so if you had any questions, I think the blanket statement from Shohei Ohtani is really this simple. Ipe is a liar. This man has basically stole $4.5 million from me, and I didn't know it. Now, look, I know Shohei Ohtani has been basically playing baseball his entire life. I know Shohei Ohtani is still relatively new to the United States of America, although he's been here since 2018. Hickey, it's kind of crazy to think he's been here since 2018 already, right?
Was that 6 years now?
Wow. Yeah, feels like he just got here.
Does.
And so somehow, some way, the guy closest to him, his translator, is taking $4.5 million out of his account? Like, how? And where the hell, Shohei Ohtani had all these references about his camp and his people. Where the hell is the accountant? So Shohei Ohtani comes over to the United States of America, is getting paid in dollars and cents, and doesn't recognize that. Nobody realizes that $4.5 million goes missing? And I'm sure it's over a period of time. If you read some of the tea leaves, you know, we're talking about increments of $500,000 that gets moved to the bookmaker. And so I don't know, maybe Shohei Ohtani just sits around and sends money to people and nobody pays attention. Maybe that's the case. Or maybe, yeah, I got a better idea. Hickey, why doesn't Ipe just work for the U.S. government? right? He's so good. Why doesn't he just get hired by the IRS?
It's fair. I mean, clearly, too, the fact that these two, by reports, were tight as can be, and then Shohei's claiming he had no idea up to last week that his friend gambled. Clearly, he's keeping, you know, good at keeping secrets to make it work for the government. And like you said, clearly he's good at moving money around. He knows how to do it.
Yeah, Ipe is, he's, I don't want to call him slick. It sounds like he might allegedly be a criminal. But in the case of Shohei Ohtani, it's, I don't know, maybe he literally just show up and he plays baseball. But somehow, someway, Ipe was able to allegedly move his money around without anybody knowing. This is the same Shohei Ohtani who just, I don't want to say woke up a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and said, hey, guys, by the way, I'm married. I don't know how anybody, like, Shohei Ohtani is one of the most famous human beings on earth. How the hell this guy ended up with a wife that no one ever heard about is beyond me. Do I think this is the last of us hearing about this? No. You can bet there will be an Ipe book. We will eventually find out what charges get levied against him. We have not heard at all, not that you would, because I think he's in a bit of trouble, from the bookmaker as to the relationship and any of the involvement. And maybe Ohtani just is the I only play baseball guy. He doesn't know about anything else, and maybe he just got flim-flam. That's difficult for me to believe, but I'm also sure that does he have access to all his money? I mean, me, I'm counting every dollar and cent that I have and do not have. And when you got a $700 million contract, when you're making $45-plus million in endorsement fees, you going to miss $4.5 million? I think I would. We're going to find out sooner than later. Major League Baseball is still holding its own investigation. And Shohei Ohtani made it very clear at the end of this press conference that I'm going to leave my representatives to handle this matter, and I am going to get back to baseball. And as the Dodgers get ready to restart the regular season on Thursday, we might not hear about this unless there are some additional findings. And so Shohei Ohtani says, I did not bet on baseball. I did not bet on any other sports. Ipe is a liar. This man stole all the money. Wow. Just an innocent Shohei Ohtani just plays baseball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. On the other side of the break, let's get back to some basketball. Let's get back to some March Madness. We're scheduled to have a call with Jonas Adu from Tennessee, All-SEC, first-teamer, blocking shots, throwing down dunks, running in transition for a Tennessee Volunteers team that is making waves and is ready to take on Creighton this upcoming Thursday. James Adu from Tennessee coming through and joining us. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Got a lot of audio like that, courtesy of Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. The man doing the work, blocking the shots, tipping everything, slam dunks. He's joining us on the line right now. Jonas Adu, all SEC player from Tennessee, is joining us as they get ready to take on Creighton later on in the week. Jonas, how are you, man?
Doing good. How about you?
I got no complaints. Congratulations to you so far on your success. We saw what you guys did against St. Peter's. We saw what you just did against Texas. But the first question, it must be nice for you to do that at the Spectrum Center, man. You were back home while this took place. How did it feel to be a little bit closer?
I mean, it felt great. You know, I had some family come, family and friends. You know, a lot of people watching me from back home. So, you know, just having that support was just everything to me.
Most certainly. Now, in a lot of cases when we hear from athletes, they talk about when you play home. I know you're from Durham. When you play closer to home, a lot of times it could be a distraction. Does it feel like a distraction, or do you feel more the support, or is it kind of both?
I definitely say it's more support. There's no distraction in it whatsoever. You know, I just having all my family and friends that I haven't seen in, you know, a while since I've been in Tennessee. Now they, you know, have a chance to come see me play and just know I'm closer. Like, that support is just everything to me.
Beautiful. Jonas Adu is joining us from Tennessee. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I want to get to Creighton, but I want to go back a little bit further. You guys are on this run now. You didn't end the season in a way that you would want to, you know, losing a close one to Kentucky and then losing another one against the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. What was the turnaround? What did not take place in those two games that you guys are doing now?
You know, we just, you know, going to these games like it's our last. Because, you know, after this, if we lose a game, like, our season's over. And we all know we don't want our season to be over. We want to make a deep run, get to the national championship. You know, just have a team here that we can make history here. So, you know, just trying to do that.
Well, Jonas, when you talk about your own career as a volunteer, we see so many people in college basketball that move around or hop into the portal or leave. Can you talk about the continuity? Like, your time at Tennessee, being able to continue to build off of what you started, how important is that to where you guys are at now?
I mean, very important. I mean, I stick by trusting the process, and that's what I've done the past years here. And now, like, I feel like it's my time to finally step up and shine, along with, you know, a great group of guys, you know, just everybody around me with the staff and all the support. It's just helping me grow into my, you know, how I've been playing now.
Jonas Adu is here with us from Tennessee, all SEC. You talk about the staff and the support. I'll get to the players in a minute. Talk about Coach Rick Barnes. What has he really driven home to the team as you guys have gone on this run?
You know, he's just, you know, putting that aggressiveness into us, like the DNA. You know, he's been coaching for many years, so he's been doing this for a long time. He knows everything about the game, the little pieces, everything. So, you know, all we just do is just listen to him, just do what he says, you know, it's going to work out. Just when it comes to watching film, listening to what little tweaks you got to do for what plays, defenses, is just everything. He's just a mastermind with it.
Well, Jonas, we certainly see him on the sidelines watching the games. We see your teammates out there, Dalton, and everybody else gets a lot of the attention. What are some of the unrecognized elements of the team that America is going to start to see more of as you guys continue and you play Friday against Creighton?
Well, I feel like for everyone, they just don't know how hard we work as a collective group. I mean, we put so much time into this, and just starting back from my Italy trip back in the summer, like, we just put so much work into so much chemistry, just playing well with each other, learning everybody's, you know, just traits off and on the court, you know, just building that relationship with one another, just have us a strong bond, you know, just keep playing well together on the court.
Well, Jonas, give us a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. We see the ball when it gets tipped. We see you jumping in the air and most of the time going out there and winning that tip. But this is Monday. The game is on Friday. How the heck are y'all filling the time? I know there's a lot of schoolwork that needs to get done, a lot of practice. What do these next couple of days look like?
You know, we just work ahead right now. For me, I've been working ahead on my schoolwork, you know, still getting in the gym, still trying to recover and stuff for the past games. You know, not doing too much on the body because, you know, these next games, you're just going to have to give it your all. So just, you know, kind of doing the little things to just help you be prepared.
From what you've already gathered about Creighton, what you've seen, what is going to be challenging about taking them on?
You know, they're a great offensive team. They can really shoot the ball. They have a lot of shooters, and they have a really good big man who can distribute the ball and score the ball really well. He's really big. So, you know, we just have to lock in and trust in on our defense. We just believe we're the best defensive team in the nation, so we have to take pride in that.
Well, Jonas, when you talk about being a big man, talk about your own development over the past couple of seasons. It seems that you continue to get better as well. Where are you drawing a lot of inspiration from, and what are some areas of your game that you're trying to get better at?
I'm trying to get better, you know, just learning how to guard different defenders, you know, because not all big men are the same. Everybody plays different. They have their own little unique ways. So definitely guarding better in the post, and, you know, mentally, just being mentally tough in the games and mentally strong in the games too.
Jonas Adu is joining us here from Tennessee. The Volunteers take on Creighton this Friday evening. When you're in the course of the tournament, you know, myself, the listeners, we're watching as many games as possible. There's so much travel, there's practice, there's schoolwork, there's conditioning that you have to do throughout the course of it all. How much of the other games are you actually getting an opportunity to watch, if any?
You know, when we're like on the way to somewhere, I try and like chime into a game or two, or like when we're eating for sure, I'll watch some games, or when we're done with our day, which is kind of late at night, like some of the West Coast games, those will still be on. So it's not too much I can really watch, but I'll definitely try and, you know, check the scores once in a while when I have time to.
Most definitely. Now, here in Georgia, y'all ain't too far away. There's a lot of Tennessee fans down here, but what has the support been like over the past week, over this past season? Because Tennessee is on a run out of about, I think, six straight tournament appearances. What has the support been like from campus?
I mean, it's been great. Everybody's supporting us, you know, no matter what. Like, they're just here to see us win. They're just going to keep supporting us. So I just want to shout out to all the Tennessee fans. Thank you so much for supporting us.
And no, without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, Jonas, thank you for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you, the rest of your basketball journey, and follow the Volunteers, man? Fill us in.
You know, just, you know, lock into the Vol Hoops page on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, wherever you, you know, watching, just wherever you want to be at on social media, I guess, whatever you do, you know. If you're not really into the social media stuff, newspapers will be there, I'm pretty sure. I mean, just go to Knoxville, you're going to see everything, you know, Tennessee-wise. So definitely just lock into those pages and stuff like that.
Yeah, how many blocks against Creighton? I'm just asking.
We're going to see. We're going to have to see. It's going to be a surprise for you.
All right, Jonas, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. Good luck against Creighton, and we'll be checking you out, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me.
No doubt about it. That Jonas Adu from Tennessee, all SEC, 7 feet tall, blocking everything, tipping everything, dunking everything, certainly helping Tennessee out there on both the offense and defense. They're going to take on Creighton, and Creighton is going to try to go out there and put up those shots. Hey, Hickey, fortunate, I guess, for us that the time that game gets started, we'll be able to watch it in its entirety, because it has, as of right now, looks like a 10:30 tip. We should just be out of here by the time actually 10 p.m., 10:09, we'll have a chance to watch it.
Even better. You know what? You have a chance, JR, after the show, go downstairs right in front of that big screen you got outside the studio, and you can sit outside and watch that game in the comforts of the Atlanta open air.
Now, I meant to tell you, I don't know what happened on that second day. I think there might be a little bit of a broadcasting issue, you know? I think that might be the case. It wasn't on the second day. It wasn't there. Or
what,
the third
Friday?
Day.
Saturday?
Yeah, one of those days it was
not on.
And I said to myself, why they've advertised this for a month. They said for a month we're going to have all of the March Madness games broadcast here on this gigantic television screen in Colony Square in Atlanta. And I said, great. I said, I can watch the games from the window here in the studio. And I feel like for one day it was there. This is for the first four games. I think it was maybe earlier in the week. I think they had a couple of the games on, and by the time we got later in the week, it was just screen was blank, and I had to go, whoa, and it worked. I don't know. It's not like it's some UFC fight or boxing and you got to pay for a license, but I don't know. Lawyers have their ways. I was disappointed by that, Hickey. I wanted to see, you know, how much the crowd was going to grow as obviously we got deeper into the tournament. Well, they ain't showing the games anymore, so it was screwed.
That's least, a missed opportunity.
Yeah, you got
get ready for the Sweet 16. Get the IT guys out there. Make sure that TV is working.
I don't know if it's IT. I think it might be lawyers.
Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah, you always got to pay the lawyers. Hey, thank you so much to Jonas Adu for joining us from Tennessee. Again, they take on Creighton this Friday, Sweet 16. That tip-off for right now is 10:09 p.m. We know a lot of those tip-offs are estimated. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break, and we come back on the other side. This is like this is some of the worst news, right? I just talked about Shohei Ohtani in the last break, and he's like, I didn't know anything. I didn't do anything. That guy, the translator, is just a crook. He's a thief. It's like a journeyman, if you even want to call him that, in the NBA, who literally just got popped for gambling. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. And speaking about popped, it looks like Kim Mulkey, the head coach of the Lady Tigers of LSU, she might have popped another blood vessel. She had some stern words for the Washington Post over the weekend. I'll get you up to speed on what's going on there. We'll talk about some of the NFL and its rule changes, some things that will be implemented as soon as this season.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you so much to Jonas Adu from Tennessee, the Volunteers, all SEC big man, coming through and hopping on the line in our last break. If you missed it, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. When we get to the top of the hour, I want to dive into these NFL rule changes. If you just heard the news flash a few minutes ago by Rich Ackerman, he lets you know that the NFL is eliminating the hip drop tackle. I know, sounds like something they teach you in elementary school when Hickey, is when you're on fire, they want you to stop, drop, and roll, right?
That's exactly right.
Now, as an adult, that sounds even more terrifying. I mean, this is what you got to tell us to stop, drop, and roll. But it's like thinking about hearing that as an adult just sounds, I don't know, is it just me or is it a little eerie?
I guess I've never thought about it, now that you mention it, outside of just like the lessons you learn as a kid. It makes sense. When you're young, you don't really think about, okay, I'll just stop, drop, and roll, all calm, cool, and collected. And now it's like, as an adult, you're like, oh my God, I'm on fire. And then just all, you know, all those lessons you learn when you're young just go out the window. Panic city.
It's like, hey, kids, by the way. So nobody could walk into the elementary school and go, hey, kids, by the way, if you ever happen to see flames emanating off the side of your body, just get on the floor and roll around. Nice tactic. Anyway, hopefully no one ever has to deal with that. Hip drop tackle. We're going to get into that at the top of the hour. Let me get this out the way first. This is supposed to be a joyous time, right? College basketball for the men and the women's. Why? And Hickey, listen, I don't need no more problems, Hickey, okay? Just tell me to shut up at any moment. Why is Kim Mulkey so angry all the time? Right? No? Am I missing something? Like, we heard Dan Hurley, and I said he was angry too, by the way. He's always finding something to be upset about. And here we have LSU, defending champs. They just smacked Rice to open up the tournament, 70-60, or forget smacking them. They smacked Middle Tennessee, 83-56. And Kim Mulkey sat down at her press conference on Saturday, and she basically spent a good amount of time letting everybody know that she is getting ready to sue. She is ready to sue the Washington Post because of a hit piece that she said is being prepared by Kent Babb, who writes for the Washington Post. And we don't have any idea about the context. Kent Babb kind of put out a message like hit piece ? Listen to Kim Mulkey from Saturday.
This reporter has been working on a story about me for 2 years. After 2 years of trying to get me to sit with him for an interview, he contacts LSU on Tuesday as we were getting ready for the first round game of this tournament with more than a dozen questions, demanding a response by Thursday, right before we're scheduled to tip off. Are you kidding me? This was a ridiculous deadline that LSU and I could not possibly meet, and the reporter knew it. This is exactly why people don't trust journalists and the media anymore. It's these kinds of sleazy tactics and hatchet jobs that people are just tired of. I'm fed up, and I'm not going to let the Washington Post attack this university, this awesome team of young women I have, or me without a fight. I've hired the best defamation law firm in the country, and I will sue the Washington Post if they publish a false story about me.
Hickey, we don't know what the hell's going on. We don't know we hear what she's saying, but nobody knows the context of the piece. We don't know. And so it's hard to judge or say anything when we don't have, like, context as to what is being written and what's being prepared. We have no idea. We just know that she's not happy with some of the timeline. She didn't share what any of this would be. And so it's just more than vague, right?
Yes, we have no idea what the hell they're going to write and the tone of the article. I do think just based on that reaction alone, that minute plus long clip you heard of an article, basically previewing an article that's coming out at some point soon. You hear the anger. That should tell you kind of how Kim Mulkey or what she anticipates is going to say. Don't think it's going to be good for her. Let's just say that.
What is anybody going to say that? I could think of a lot of things. Look, Kim Mulkey has, as long as she's really been in the public eye, and not as a player, but more so as a coach over the past several years, she has been very outspoken about tons of things. It was only 2 weeks ago, as Camilo Cardozo pushed Flauje Johnson onto the ground, that right after that, she just was like, hey, well, she needs to pick on somebody her own size. I wish it was just like Angel Reese. And people had to go, whoa, why are you being an advocate for violence? Like, we should be taking and turning the temperature down. You know, Dawn Staley pretty much tried to bring the temperature down, and Kim Mulkey just tried to ratchet it up. I mean, we can go back a couple of years ago. You know, Kim Mulkey was just very outspoken and well within her right, but to what degree you want to do it, about COVID protocols during the March Madness tournament. And so she is a lightning rod. And she always is going to be a lightning rod. And whether it's with her words or her outfits, which are very loud and flamboyant, she brings attention to herself. And you think about some of the things that she said, and you just heard her voice. You just heard the tone of her voice, as Hickey said. Whatever comes out, she is not going to be happy about. And I got to be honest here. I'm not sitting around counting the Washington Post pockets. I don't think these are stupid people. If I had to take a fight, a financial fight, between Jeff Bezos and Kim Mulkey, I think I know who's winning that one. I think everyone is going to be very smart about whatever it is that gets released. Now, on the basketball side, LSU, I told you, did take on Middle Tennessee yesterday after Kim Mulkey's press conference, and Middle Tennessee got waxed 83-56. And it was a slow start, though. And, you know, Kim Mulkey had to take time to let everybody know, hey, well, did you guys stink at the beginning of the game because of the story and all the angst? And listen to what Kim Mulkey said as a result.
No, listen, man, we're not going to let one sleazy reporter distract us from what we're trying to do. Absolutely not. My kids didn't even know I said that yesterday. That team's not involved in this. They were in shock when they saw all that on the internet. I don't take that stuff to my team. Was that the question, or did you have a second part?
What? Okay, Hickey, she's... how could she say, I don't take it to my team? Like, when you open up your mouth, that you are taking it to the team. Whether direct or indirect, you're the coach. You know, I mean, to open up the internet, I didn't share with them. I didn't have a meet. You don't have to. Like, anytime you speak, it's going to get back to the players. Now, am I going to sit here and go, they had a slow start because of what took place on Saturday? No, I'm not. I'm not going to go that far. But to think that you, as the head coach of the basketball program, that this would not get back to the players, you might as well have told them. You might as well have had a meeting before. I don't know a coach, especially at the college level, who is the pretty much the top, the head of the organization outside of the athletic director, that you're not going to run every bit and piece of the team. And look, LSU, and I got to be honest now, Hickey, it didn't bother me. Like, looking at Angel Reese and everybody going back and forth with the taunting and what have you, LSU is really pushing the buttons of not just combustible, but unlikable. No, I'm finding them. I'm just at this point. I love watching Angel Reese. I want to see what she does in the WNBA. But between her and Kim Mulkey, it's almost like, can we just play basketball, or is it just me?
I was watching that South Carolina game a few weeks ago, and I will say there did feel like there's a lot of antics that were non-basketball related, just a lot of general things where it's just like, let's just get back to the game. This team is filled with a bunch of huge personalities. That's what I'll say. And like you said, in situations like this, that tends to kind of rise to the surface and bubble, especially at this time of the year where your season's on the line every single game.
Yeah. I just, it's difficult for me to listen to Kim Mulkey say, I'm not bringing this to the team, but then you could say something, as impassioned as she did on Saturday, and then say, oh, but it's not having an effect because I'm not bringing it to them. Like, you're a public figure. You know, this wasn't sent privately in an email to the Washington Post. This was addressed in her press conference for minutes on Saturday. And so, of course, it get back to the team. Let's see what continues on here with LSU and Kim Mulkey. And this was also a little bit of a leak that we might have a story. And we learned that on Friday, which prompted Kim Mulkey to then share in a little bit more detail what she did on Saturday. It's supposed to be March Madness. It's supposed to be basketball. It's supposed to be fun. And Kim Mulkey is telling the Washington Post, I might sue you. You better be careful what you write. I also find it ironic that Kim Mulkey called the reporter Hickey a sleaze. Was it a sleaze ball? Or
I think in the first clip it was sleaze ball. Second clip, she called him sleazy, a sleazy reporter.
Ah, a sleazy reporter, a sleaze ball. Like, why can't he hit her back with a lawsuit? Like, that's not nice, right? I think.
Good point.
You know, I guess you fight fire with fire. We'll see what happens when that article comes out, if it comes out, and if Kim Mulkey is ready to go out there and just become very litigious as a result. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some changes in the NFL for this upcoming season. The biggest change, how you can tackle the ball handler, how you can bring down the opposition. The game has changed and it continues to change. Is the NFL going to become two-hand touch? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about it on the other side. Don't move.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.